Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, we're going to be looking at verses 5 through 11. So let's kind of remind ourselves we're going through the letter to the Romans. And here's what we found so far. We're trying to understand our faith. We understand, really, from the first three chapters that all of humanity is condemned and there's no hope. Well, there is a hope, Jesus, right? And through Jesus, as we entered into latter part of chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5, we see that through faith in Him, we are justified. We are reconciled with Him. Basically, we're accepted. And what happens when you realize that you are accepted by God, that your sins are forgiven, it's not about you, it's about Him. So again, it's not about you and what you have done and haven't done. It's about what Jesus did for you. We remember last week we kind of talked about that there's two different mindsets that you can develop that are wrong concerning the whole issue of God's grace. And that is, number one, there's this mindset that feels that grace just gives everybody an excuse. And so it kind of downplays the reality of sin. And then the second thing is those who do downplay it is basically, I can do whatever I want to because I'm forgiven. Well, the reality is you can't do whatever you want. And so we saw that last week. He kind of tells us, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, it was the thinking that as long as I'm sinning, God's grace is even going to be greater. I can just do whatever I want. No. He presents a third option. And with that third option, he helps you to realize that as a believer in Jesus Christ now, you can say no to sin. You can live a life where you're not enslaved to it. And that's what he's going to talk about, this reality today in chapter 6, verses 5 through 11. And what he wants us to do, are you ready for this? He wants you to change your thinking. Because the way you operate comes out of what you hold on to and what your beliefs are. And one of the deadliest lies that is out there for you and I as believers is this concept that, yes, you're saved, but you still have this sin nature. The old man is still in control, but you're okay. Paul's going to tell you that's a lie. That when you came to faith, the old you died. And you're a new you now. And as a new you, there is something different about you. Something that, can I be honest with you, as I think about my earlier years in the faith, as I was a young Christian, when I came to faith at the age of 20 down in South Carolina, they didn't tell me this. I kind of lived in defeat. And I find a lot of people live in defeat because they're operating under this mindset, well, I just keep doing what I'm doing. There's no chance for me. I just keep succumbing to the same things, same old problems. There's no hope, but I'm saved. And what he wants to tell you is that, no, you're saved, but that means something different has happened. And what it's going to mean is you need to change your thinking. That's why I've entitled this whole section through chapter 6, 7, and 8 about a new mindset for you and I. We need to develop a new mindset here where we understand what He's done for us and therefore we live out of that. And as we live out of that, He changes us. See, you can change. Did you hear what I'm saying? You can change. Because God is the one who changes you. You say, okay, George, I'm kind of confused. What are you getting at? Well, let's look at the passage together. Look with me at what he says in verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. For if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, wow, man, that's a lot there, George. What's he getting at here? Well, we want to spend our time today talking about that. We want to wrestle with what's going on here. So what he's going to do is, in verses 5 to 7, he's going to explain to you a spiritual reality, a reality. And then when we get down to verses 8 to 11, he's going to talk about the new you. The new you because of Jesus. Do you understand? So